Talal Afifi is a film creator, creative producer, and human rights activist in Egypt and Sudan. Nowadays, he manages the production of documentaries and short films and leads workshops in filmmaking in Sudan.
When we started working on documentaries, we experienced a problem. Most of Sudan history is not documented. This is one of the dilemmas that we suffer in Sudan. Documentaries are a good tool to enrich the experience of making feature movies.
Afifi and some of his film colleagues joined forces to create the Sudan Independent Film Festival, a difficult task in a country whose industry nearly died 2 decades ago. They succeeded, however, in putting on a week-long film festival of works from Ethiopia, Kenya, Egypt, and Sudan. One of his Sudan film factories works was shown.
Our work was based on fundraising. We submit visibility studies to potential donors. We have most of the necessary equipment and technical staff for the Sudan Film Factory.
Dozens of people attend the festival peacefully, even there are political and some social figures attended. Afifi emphasized the censorship didn't intervene in the festival processes, and they didn't face any problems. Afifi was surprised for some harsh criticisms that came from inside the cultural society.
We did not experience any censorship from the government or any other entity. The only negative pressure we endured did not come from the government or security. It came from the cultural society in Sudan, whom we expected to support us.
Afifi is disappointed from the Sudanese Filmmakers Union for their harsh criticism, but he is optimistic about the future. Afifi is encourages young African artists to visit Sudan and produce joint projects. He is now planning the country's next film factory festival, which will be bigger than this year's festival.
Sudan is a country with diverse cultures that are worthy of attention. If any interested African movie industry entities are listening to me right now, we invite them to plan to visit us and meet with the Sudanese youth for future cooperation. I would like to thank the youth of Sudan who gave us inspiration and energy and proved that if there is a will, there is a way.
Afifi is looking for new ways to help independent filmmakers to produce documentaries because he believes film can make positive changes in Sudan.
Documentary films and visual arts in general are very effective in drawing people's attention. A piece of visual art captures attention and leaves an impact that will last according to how effective the piece is. Change is not done at once, but rather it results from cumulative work targeted to awareness raising and stimulating the will of the people and, of course, action and the ability to plan well. All of these elements have to work together for change to be realized.
The rights of women in Sudan are one of the changes Sudan must make. Afifi, as a human rights activist who has produced many documentaries film about women's issue in Sudan, he says the women of his country are experiencing many challenges.
The status of women as citizens of Sudan is not appropriate. They face lots of injustice in claiming their rights, such as food, clothes, housing, education, etc. The standard of living needs lots of enhancement.
One of Afifi documentary's targets, the role of women in politics and the progress being made by Salma Women's Resources Center.
The film talks about the period of Sudan's history around the last elections held in the country, where we tried to shed light on the role women played in the elections and how they managed this battle as nominees politically and gender-wise.
As a filmmaker, Afifi learns the values of empowerment. His childhood curiosity about cinema photography was fully realized as when the Goethe Institute offered to support the creation of the Sudan Film Factory 4 years ago. The director turned the factory into a haven where young Sudanese can build their film skills and to expose the rest of Sudan to the power of film to change Sudan. From VOA, I am Mae Abdel Nasser.